disciples that their public witness would be closely related to the way they treated one another. He said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The theme of peace and unity also occupied an important part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Knowing that God will sternly judge anyone who condemns or harbors anger toward his brother, Jesus gives this command. "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift." Matthew 5:23-24. Peace and unity are so important that Jesus commands us to seek reconciliation with a brother even ahead of worship. He teaches that we cannot love and worship God properly if we are at odds with another person and have not done everything in our power to be reconciled. See 1 John 4:19-21. He also reminds us that our Christian witness depends greatly on our commitment to seek peace and reconciliation with others. I can still remember the first time I saw this principle demonstrated. When I was in law school, I brought a friend to church. Cindy was struggling in her spiritual life and disillusioned with her church. Thinking she might benefit from my church, I'd invited her to worship with me one Sunday. Moments after we took our seats, Pastor Eberle surprised everyone. He called for the attention of the congregation and asked one of the elders to come forward. Suddenly, I remembered that these two men had had a heated discussion during the previous week's Sunday school class. "Oh no," I thought. "Pastor's going to rebuke him in front of the whole church." I was already embarrassed as my pastor continued. "As most of you know," he said, "Kent and I had an argument during Sunday school last week. Our emotions got out of hand and we said some things that should have been discussed in private." As I thought of the first impression Cindy must be getting, my stomach sank. Of all the days to bring someone to church, I thought, why did I pick this one? I was sure this incident would discourage Cindy and destroy her respect for my pastor. Pastor Eberle put his arm around Kent's shoulders and went on. "We want you to know that we met later that afternoon to resolve our differences. By God's grace, we came to understand each other better, and we were fully reconciled. But we need to tell you how sorry we are for disrupting the unity of this fellowship, and we ask for your forgiveness for the poor example we gave last week." Many eyes were filled with tears as Kent made a similar statement. Unfortunately, I was so worried about what Cindy was thinking that I missed the significance of what was happening. Making a nervous comment to Cindy, I opened the hymnal to our first song and hoped she would forget about the